Kashi, and 10 o'clock we have these members must be present as well. Are there any apologies? I received two, the one from Honorable Dramini and the Honorable from Honorable Freely, and we adopt those apologies. Can I get a move for adoption? Thank you. There's a move and seconder. Thank you. That is the delta. Honorable members, the priority item on the agenda is our ad hoc committee report on the Section 100 intervention in the North West Province that was circulated to all members on Saturday. Again, yesterday, a latest updated version which you have in front of you. The process started on the 9th of May when the National Executive issued a notice to the National Council of Provinces indicating the Section 100 intervention when the National Executive invoked Section 100 in the North West Province because of certain reasons. That was followed again on the 12th of June by a second notice from the Executive to the NCOP clarifying the intervention in terms of Section 101A, five departments under that intervention section, and Section 100B, five departments under that intervention section. This committee engaged with the IMTT, the Interministerial Task Team, on the 14th of June, and on the 27th of June with the province of Northwest to make their inputs in terms of the intervention. It was followed up on the 16th of August with a follow-up meeting with the IMTT to get a progress report. And the committee went to the Northwest Province from the 15th to the 19th of October to do an on-local site visit to clarify issues that was raised to us in committee meetings and in committee rooms. And today, in front of you, you've got that report capturing everything since we started our first meeting. So that was the process. After this, this committee will go on functioning until the intervention is terminated by the National Executive. The committee work doesn't stop here today. It's continuing in terms of Section 102C of the Constitution. The members, with that introduction, I'm turning to the report that was circulated, and we're going through it page by page. I put to honorable members page 1. Page 1 is the index. We cropped the index, designed the index just to make it easier to follow. 1, 2, 3 is the index. Then there is a list of acronyms, I think, which is important for someone outside this meeting to understand. Welcome on to Network. Then on page 5, we start with the introduction, giving the background, mandate of the NCOP, which is very important, referring to the relevant legislation, carries on with page 6, constitutional provisions. What does the NCOP rule say about interventions in terms of Section 101B? As I indicated in my introduction, the sequence of events. And then our first engagement with the Interministerial Task Team. But what is also added from page 7 is the submissions by the Northwest Provincial Government. That interaction we had on the 27th of June 2018, that was a whole day session led by the Honorable Premier, Honorable Chop Mahor. It goes to page 9, goes Treasury and the Auditor General. Also referring to the specific department. Page 15, observations from the presentation by the Auditor General. Observations captured on page 17 is actually the questions that was also asked by honourable members to the AC, the Treasury and the province. That carries on until page 19. The follow-up meeting we had with Inter-Ministerial Task Team on the 16th of August. Very crucial, the appointment of the administrators. Page 20, 21, relations. In the office of the Premier, Gregory's report that was given to us. 7.3, observations on the Provincial Department of Health, page 21. One of the biggest hospitals I ever visited in my parliamentary career. Observations and findings on page 26 of the Transdorp Chupan Hospital. Thank you. case on page 28 on the blanche.
Chairperson, I'm just checking on page 28, and I think it's 246 from the bottom. The bullet, the biggest challenge was also the shooting and killing. Is that true, the killing part? I didn't see it, right?
We can go back to the presentation. Wastewater treatment works. very important meeting with the Havel provincial leadership, with group two. All those observations, including recommendations on page 59. Over to page 43. And then we come to page 44, our conclusion.
Thank you for keeping us temporarily. criminal proceedings should be suited forthwith against all politicians, officials, and employees of any other person who are alleged to have da-da-da. The language, there's everything in the language, probably I can understand by the legal people. What was going to be wrong to say all people that are indicated without specifying that these are officials, these are politicians, all people covering politicians without fear or favor, and officials, and even people that are not even officials, instead of compensationalizing them and just blaming them as it is. But I am in line with what is here, and the true reflection of what was presented to us, and even confirm what was said in the mass meetings of the people from that side.
I hope the view that we can take it to the House is on, so that we can kick in the next phase of the process. Thank you for all Uncle Nambi. The proposal is that we delete politicians or officials until the word other persons and insert all people who are implicated. I noted Uncle Zwani, then Uncle Kaula, and then Uncle Ted. Uncle Zwani.
Thank you, Chairperson. I suppose what Uncle Nambi is saying actually also applies to this question. Because it's almost the same kind of picture. We had one of the same resolution of the committee.
Mm-hmm.
But my input is that I think you have thoroughly explained and captured the essence of all the processes that we followed, leading to the ad hoc committee going to its nominees to determine whether or not it is appropriate for the intervention to proceed. And I think the essence of all the issues that were included as we conducted this oversight to determine the confirmation of the intervention has been adequately captured. And to that extent, I want to say that there is nothing that is going to ask the ad hoc committee not to recommend to the National Council of Ministers for the intervention. And I want to thank you as Chairperson and all the members of the board up to the
Honourable Kaula.
Thanks, Chair. I apologize for my late arrival. It was due to traffic. And Chair, let me concede up front that I am not yet the whole report. So this one is left to input where one says the need to guess. I do agree with my colleagues, the intervention into the numbers. that one A and one B is necessary. I just have one reservation, Chairperson, that I would like the committee to consider. That the Department of Education in the province has been put under 1B. And when you look at the report, and the person is on you, when you look at the reports and the activities pertaining to education in the province, the only supporting activity that would have qualified education to report under intervention is scholar transport. But in that province, scholar transport is not administered by education. It's administered by another department. So I would like us to consider that, colleagues, because really, right now, I feel that it is very unfair for this department to be put under administration, because when you go through all the records, all the documents, and all the sites that we visited, nothing warrants this department to be put under intervention. I don't know about the other group that went to mind care, but from where we were, nothing really warrants intervention into education in the province. So So I would like really to agree, we objectively, all of us, look into the issues pertaining to education in the province. Why has that province been put under intervention?
I've also referred members, honourable members, to the input by the National Treasury and to Auditor General regarding that department. That is not our last engagement with Northwest members. We will keep busy until this intervention is terminated by the national executives. I just want to give Honourable Tetra opportunity and I come back to Oswami. Oswami is our expert in education.
Thank you, Chairperson. I wanted to go back to the issue that was raised by the Honourable Kaula next year. It's true that the Department of Education is not desired to be in the administration when they listen to the report, but the infrastructure, there's a lot of gaps, a lot of money involved, a lot of money lost in that department. I wonder how can you take the administration out from the infrastructure, because it's also administered by the department. I still feel that because of that, the Department of Education has continued with the, we have to continue with the intervention in that department until we're able to recover what's lost in the infrastructure in that department.
Honourable Swami and then Honourable Nyambi, okay, what is your proposal that we adopt this report?
I first wanted to make mention of the issue of infrastructure, because it really was a major, major problem. A lot of money was lost in the process of building schools that were left unfinished, and some of them, the prices were inflated. But one would then request the guidance of the legal experts in terms of whether when you impose an intervention, whether in Section 1B or 1A, can you zoom into a specific facet or sector of the department as to say this intervention will be relevant only insofar as infrastructure will be concerned, or when an intervention is imposed, it will actually invariably affect the entire department, because certainly the issue of land transport is an issue, the issue of infrastructure is an issue, and also the report of the Auditor General, we need to take into perspective and see if we are looking at the issue objectively. But as for my part, there are sections of the department where there are major problems and we need for the intervention.
Totally different to the others that are in B. So
I said, let's agree. I said, the next phase will kick in.
Yeah.
And not unless he was saying, no, let's seriously consider before we can adopt the report. And that was going to do something else. And we can't dismiss what is the reason, because it's his observation that was there. And we're going to deal with those issues without even taking sides. And if we're going to get to the details without passing the first phase that we're dealing with, then we'll end up losing what is the purpose and the essence of this meeting, Chair.
Well, now, please, thank you very much for that. There was a proposal that we adopt this report to. Can I get a seconder for that proposal?
Chairperson?
Before we adopt.
Yeah, before we adopt, Chairperson.
No, Chair. We had an opportunity to discuss this matter last week and we allow members. The reason the meeting was postponed last week was to allow for more input. No, I'm not saying this in relation to Honorable Kaula. He has made a point very clear. But you know, when you read this report, this interpretation to say that when we table the report to the House, the Upper Committee ceases to exist, I think it's preemptive of the work of the Upper Committee. This is incorrect. Our own interpretation as Upper Committee, we are saying that we have urgently attended to matters that were raised by IMTT, we went to the province, and we defined our scope that the second phase will be of monitoring and one. It's a technical issue to say the other one was financed, and if we consciously consider this other committee in a particular way that the House take this decision, it's a technical matter. It was an act of committee. So I don't think that we should venture in such discussions as I've given you to a political decision that must be taken by members of the The issue that is raised by Honorable Kaula, here in the same report that we are raising here, it says one of the key things in Northwest
in compliance with Public Finance Management Act, education is the highest budget, the largest budget in that province. And these issues are identified there. So I don't want us to say only the name, but in our report, it specifies issues that are of concern that must be attended to. Here, raise one issue regarding polar transport, which is administered by another department. But my issue relates to Jewish unity, irregular expenditure, poor implementation of programs, non-compliance to STM prescripts, as you have indicated in confirmed with issues. So I am of the view that we agree with this report, and then we apply and table this report in the House, and we define the second phase that we deal with this report. Then.
So we keep on the members that the ad hoc committee of the council must be keep that sentence as written. Is that the proposal? Thank you. There was a proposal for the adoption of the report. Can I get a second?
No, thanks. This is a very important report, and I actually encourage you to not to have. I want to clarify one thing, Chair. I'm specifically saying, so that I don't get misinterpreted, that there are 10 departments that have been put under administration. Ours, as the NCOP, is to either agree to or not agree to. What I'm saying is, my view, the 9 other departments, they qualify to be where they are, under 1A and 1B. But there is one department where I'm saying it does not qualify to be where it has been put, and that is the Department of Education, which has been put under Section 101B. I'm clarifying the issue that has caused confusion. So what I'm saying is, my view is, the Department of Education does not qualify under Section 101B because the reports you have received exonerate that department. The reports you have received from the AG does not qualify the department to be there. The observations you have had on the ground do not qualify the department to be there. So that was my issue to Chairperson, which is to say, I'm putting it on the table to say objectively, I'm suggesting that, but if the House is otherwise, I remain where I am, so that I don't get misinterpreted. That is what I'm saying.
Thank you, Honorable Gula. It will be noted in that way. Honorable Montreal.
Oh, thanks, Chair. My apologies for arriving late.
45 minutes late.
Chair?
45 minutes late.
I know your consent, Chair.
I am.
And it is not my character. And I'm very thankful that Honorable Kaula apologized and you never said 5-10 minutes. I know also your biasness in terms of interpretation of facts. However, Chair, what I read from what Honorable Kaula said is that part of the reports that must be submitted, it is not about monitoring and evaluation and what will happen afterwards. It's what this committee must report before the House, that there was no need in terms of him that the Department of Education be put under, which is the thing that I support too. Chair, on page 42, I don't have a problem with process issues of adopting the report because people are for their own interest and their husband. Now, you can't have a report.
Remember, we already dealt with page 42.
No, listen. You can't have a report on bullet point number 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. If you can explain to me, you have gone through it, that radical economic transformation forces, it's what you have observed. Radical economic transformation forces viewed the intervention as politically. What are radical economic transformation forces in terms of...
Shopping, that was the input observations. I found change to
it's observations and it's what we are reporting to the House. What are radical economic transformation process? What is that thing? Can that be explained to us? That was not part of this question. But the
question
we must adopt this report. What I'm trying to say is that I don't understand radical economic transformation process. Can you explain to me what this report is trying to say as a member of the committee?
Thank you. Honorable Moai.
Chair, I want to restate an issue that when you postponed the meeting last week, you asked all members to make submissions to the report, and that all members in this meeting started by dealing with specific issues. You know, one thing that must be acknowledged is that there's a great deal of work that was done from the committee management. There were aspects of report, corrections on spelling and other issues, and repackaging issues. If a member was making a specific submission to say the issue doesn't belong here, it must be properly captured, it's making a contribution in the meeting. But if you, if it is raised in the manner that it's raised, is not helpful. Because the important issue is that after this committee, when the committee adopts this report, with some observations that are made, it assists that you have issues that must be packaged where they belong. Where there are general comments made by the mass media, it should be like that, it is captured as such, that from the interactive session with the communities, with the stakeholders, this is how issues are raised. But we should, for purposes of clarity in terms of reading the report, finalize our report. We adopt the report with whatever small alterations that can be made on it for purposes of clarity in terms of reading it. So for me, it's quite clear that we need to repackage the report. Issues that are supposed to be in a certain section could be in a certain section, so that we agree.
There was a proposal for adoption, there's a seconder for adopting the report. Honorable Wanga, first Honorable Tetwa, and now come to Honorable Wanga. Honorable members, there's a finance meeting running, which I'm supposed to chair, a joint meeting.
Thank you, Chairperson.
Please be aware of it.
No, thank you, Chairperson. I think Chairperson, Honorable Chief Wood has mentioned twice or thrice already that we had a chance to make submissions, we had a chance. You even Chairperson took a decision that we have to postpone in order for us to contribute positively into this report. According to me, what we have here is a true reflection of what transpired on the ground. For that reason, I second the adoption of this report.
This report is duly adopted, but I'll allow Honorable Wana.
Sorry, the first Honorable Wana, then I'll come.
Chairperson.
And then I'm going to the next one.
Chairperson, let me apologize. Good morning to everybody.
Morning.
Let me apologize for coming late to our members. But what I wanted to highlight is that those members of the discussing that they arrived when I was also there. And I raised my hand before Kaula, before all of them, as they were the right to meet. I've just taken that concept. Chairperson, I want to make a correction in page 26. Page 26.
Well, why not? We adopted the report.
Attendance
in this meeting and were making their views, their comments known to the committee. One of those called themselves Radical Economic Transformation Forces. And if you go up, the school principal's presentation, my Osama is a principal. So this one, that is how they refer to themselves. Thank you.
That is how it is captured. Honourable members, this report has been adopted. I'm not going back on the agenda now. I noted Honourable Kola.
Now, then I say, for purposes of reporting to the House, I just have one question. That when the chair reports the view that I have expressed, you also captured. There was a view that one department did not qualify to be put under administration. I would like that minority report also be captured. It is acceptable.
Honourable members, we come into the next point on the agenda, and that is the issue about the postponement of the visit of 13 to 14 September. A lengthy document has been emailed to all of our members, but the first 7 pages of the 80 pages actually explain everything. And I went through that. And prior to this report, I had my one-on-one engagements with the relevant managers, etc., and so on. I noted from both on the case.
From the report that it is dated in September, so immediately after the first list was postponed, from a management perspective, we requested a report from the committee management to establish what had gone wrong and why the trip did not happen. In essence, when we focused on was the fact that there were logistical arrangements that needed to be made. It was a matter of booking air tickets and accommodation and transport for members. And from a senior management perspective, we couldn't understand why this couldn't happen. We do this on a regular basis for committees. In the report, we've identified that this is an ad hoc committee. So it's not a portfolio committee or a select committee where there's dedicated support allocated to the committee. And when the committee was established, we had to identify support to assist the committee. It does not mean that that support must not be rendered at the same level or the same standard that is required for all other committees. The request for the trip has been indicated in the report to be short notice. To our mind, at a management level, that should not delay the procurement processes. We've identified some weaknesses in terms of our own administrative processes, and as indicated in the report, we will address those. There's also consequence management. In essence, there's a failure of management to have monitored, kept track of the processes, and we've had engagement with the managers responsible for this particular committee and indicated that we will take steps in terms of our disciplinary policy. Thank you, Chair.
I noted on the Nyambi.
Chair, other issues have overtaken some other issues, and if we would be very progressive about this thing. Well, it's something that must not happen again. It won't assist us to bear on the past. It was collected when we went there for a certain time after the intervention and dealing with all the relevant people. Everything was planned accordingly. So it was uncalled for the thing to be called for. And maybe then rather advice to people that we involved, especially advocates. Sometimes it won't assist us to have the report that we try to cover and say this and that. Take full responsibility if things went wrong, apologize and close this thing. Because the second time around, things were done properly, and we'll always give credit when people are doing things that are correct. We don't want to appear as if we're vindictive, and we have nothing to achieve. And at the end of the day, we're able to get to Northwest, get to the bottom of it. That is why today we're having a report that we're going to be adopting as a house. So I'm putting it that way. Let's go, but it must not happen again. But the things were happening in the world.
Thank you, Uncle Nyambi. The management team said twice a week to manage the visit to Northwest in October. Twice a week, and it worked 100%. There's a proposal that we step down from this point. Can you get a seconder for that? Thank you, Honourable Members. That brings us to the end of this meeting. This meeting stands adjourned. And thank you again for your participation, but also for the value added to this process. Thank you very much. It's appreciated. This meeting is adjourned.